This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, things really came into view for me this morning here reading the news, and I'm not even going to get started right now. I'm just going to go to this important report and come back and get into it, but really connected some dots here that are, quite frankly, horrifying. There's a lot of good things happening, too, but by admitting how much trouble we're in and admitting the bad, we have a chance to avert some really serious situations. But look at Europe. They're a few years down the road from where we're going to be. Here's John Bowne's report on what's happening right now.
Excuse me, monsieur. Your country is on fire again. Rothschild pawn President Macron can't escape the inferno he left raging back in his home country after flying off to the G20 summit in Argentina. So much so, he was symbolically greeted by what appeared to be yellow vest protesters after touching down in Buenos Aires, but were coincidentally airport workers.
Everyone forgot to receive Macron for the G20 summit in Argentina, except this guy at the airport. I love my country. The Argentine news outlet, The Bubble, saying, if you've ever felt forgotten or unloved, remember that there weren't any government officials on hand to welcome Macron to Argentina.
Meanwhile, over another Saturday of protests, upwards of 100 people were injured. After the first round of yellow vest protests that left two dead, 750 injured, and an estimated 1.5 million euro in damages, Macron told the French thugs, as he called them, to essentially eat cake.
This movement has given rise to major demonstrations and also unacceptable violence. I have understanding for these fellow citizens, but I will not give anything to those who want destruction and disorder, because the Republic is both public order and the free expression of opinions.
Since the 1950s, the French government has subsidized the production of diesel engines, and France leads Europe in car sales of diesel-powered vehicles. According to the French Union of Petroleum Industries, the price of diesel fuel per liter increased by 22% between October 2017 and October 2018. Yet, regardless of the massive response by average citizens to an impossible cost of living hike, Macron is staying the course on the tax increase of 7.6 cents per liter on diesel and a further increase of 6.5 cents on diesel planned for the 1st of January 2019. Aggressive measures intended on ending diesel and petrol cars by 2040.
I can assure you, France will not give up the fight. I reaffirm clearly that the Paris Agreement remains irreversible and will be implemented, not just by France, but by all the other nations.
To add insult to injury, literally, in a recent speech, Macron reminded the French that the wording of the Paris Agreement would shut down 14 of the country's 58 nuclear reactors currently in operation by the target date of 2035. Three-quarters of France's electricity comes from its nuclear plants. But these protests are nothing new. Protests against the taxation of petrol in France go back to the 1930s. The Yellow Vest protests are simply a concentrated version of earlier protests in the face of the elite's rampaging madness to ram carbon taxation down the throats of a republic. In case you forgot, globalists, a republic is a state in which supreme power is held by the people and their elected representatives, which has an elected or nominated president rather than a monarch. The globalist model is essentially inoperable within a true republic, which is why the globalists have sought to bastardize the oversight and culture within these republics. The mainstream media would have us look the other way and believe that the 245 French people killed since the Charlie Hebdo attack, the unyielding sexual assaults by refugees, and the Islamification of France aren't part and parcel to the yellow vest outrage. But we all know this isn't just about taxes. The people have had enough, and the protests are spreading. The yellow vest protests have spread to Italy, where the EU's dominance is unwanted by a populace that supports its own government, and in Brussels on November 30th, demonstrations led to 60 arrests for disturbing the public order. Populism, a tsunami of natural proportions, is something the globalists are unequipped to deal with.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, I hate you, you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones. No! Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A lot of really good things are happening. Christians worldwide now realize that they're under attack by the corporate power structure, by radical Islam, by the whole Hollywood cartel. Nation states are being reborn. Capitalism and free market is being rediscovered. Crony capitalism has never been in bigger trouble. Mainstream media, corporate media, is being propped up with hundreds of billions of dollars a year across the world, and still they can't get viewers, still they can't get listeners. And I've got a big stack of news on that front. But the bad news is, incredible wealth and incredible success always breeds entropy. It breeds decadence. It breeds spoiled, rotten gangs and cartels of individuals that will ally themselves with the worst sorts in the power structure, and then who will systematically go out and hunt down every time in history their betters, because they don't like the fact that we exist. And the fact that we're moral and strong always is a reminder of what horrible little globalists they are. Now, there's different types of people that join evil, obviously, but I've had some conversations with globalists on record that I've been able to tell you about. Others have been off record, and I haven't violated those confidences. And I've made the point thousands of times that they collect individuals that promote liberty like they collect baseball cards. Probably the greatest, and I put that in quotes, head of the private Federal Reserve ever was Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan was friends with Ron Paul. Alan Greenspan admired Barry Goldwater and Larry McDonald. Alan Greenspan in the 60s and 70s was a Von Mises Institute type economist. If you heard him in the 70s on a radio show, and we've played clips before, it sounded like Ron Paul or Rand Paul. But he got bought off. He sold out to the system. He was a very eloquent challenger of it. And so the only reason I tell you the story here of why I haven't sold out is so you can understand their mindset. Almost everyone else sells out. And there's a lot of reasons people do that. But the biggest one is they learn that the general public is dumbed down and decadent and stupid and doesn't want to be told the truth. And so many of the best and brightest minds who are not consciously evil, they're not out trying to hurt people, they join the corrupt system because they basically give up. Now, I am never going to give up, and I see incredibly positive things happening. But the toll they will take on you personally to try to distract you, divert you, or stop you is massive. And that's why I know so many other talk show hosts and so many other prominent people who openly sell out to the system and who start towing the line and saying, we need open borders and we need world government. And, hey, let them teach two-year-olds that they're really boys or really girls and ruin their lives. And they run up the white flag and they hide from the system and hope it doesn't get their kids. And if they had any understanding of history, that might have worked the last 50 years or so while the evil was building. You may have been able to hide out and stay away from it with your money. You're not going to be able to hide from this, ladies and gentlemen, because if you look at the constellation of information and what's being taught in public schools nationwide that we detail here every day, it is so unbelievably evil, abusive, criminal, over the top that words cannot describe it. And that's why they don't want any opposition to their system on air. It's because what they're doing is so horrible that it has to have no opposition to have any hope of succeeding. I have mainstream news articles here with a straight face saying now they're teaching two-year-olds that they're another gender without telling the parents at daycares. And when the parents complain, the ADL comes out and attacks them in the news. These are adults coming and talking about sex with your two-year-old. This is hardcore abuse, in my view. And if you can be trained to let your small children be with people you don't even know, dressed up in weird outfits, saying that your children belong to them, basically, you'll put up with anything. So our instincts are coming back, our common sense, our spirit's coming back. But I looked at a group of articles today, a lot of which you would think would be positive from our side. But when you really pull back, it lets you know how serious it is. I'm going to cover all those when we come back. But make no mistake, our children are being targeted, and not just by the sexualization NAMLA lobby. No, they're being targeted by a lot of other groups and individuals. And the children are the future, so this is a war for the future. And I'm going to break it all down when we come back and tie it together, because it is the key to everything. And it is the fight we face. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. Two things as we go to break. Please remember that the enemy is test marketing, shutting us down for everybody else. And that's in the news today. They're actually admitting that. They say, now that we've test marketed shutting down Alex Jones, we'll take everybody down. Of course, they didn't really do that, but they need to create that illusion so other people get scared and won't speak out. There's a lot of facets to this, but that's one of them. But remember, when you tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, people at the grocery store, people at a four-way stop about NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and about that local TV or radio station that you're listening to or watching, or you spread the word, or you print out an article and leave it at the barbershop or at the dentist office. It changes the world when you buy a book at InfoWarsStore.com, like The Killing of Uncle Sam, the history of this thing, and donate it to the library. That's how we win the war, one mind at a time. Because the globalists, they can reapply their lies over and over again because they have to, because it's upside-down world. People read or see the truth. They know it at a gut level. They understand it. And I would also just ask all of you to remember we have the biggest sales in our history, a clearance sale for the new year, getting rid of everything ahead of the taxes, where you can get a free T-shirt with every order, at least a $5 value, store-wide free shipping, 50 to 75% off. Many of these deals we lose money on, but we want to get all of this material out to everybody in the belief you'll love the products so much, like X3 or like Ultimate Bone Broth, that you'll become a regular customer. So take advantage of our biggest sales ever and beat the traffic and crowds with your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We have George Herbert Walker Bush lying in state. We have the Clintons running up to Trump and turning away in fear like a scared dog. We have it all, and it's coming up. We have what's happening in the global markets as the IMF and World Bank and Goldman Sachs openly threaten nation states with collapse. Italy, the UK, the United States, if we don't acquiesce to their financial terrorism, that's all coming up next segment. But we could defeat all of that bullying, all of that corruption, if we have morals. It's morals that build civilization. It's morals that build families. It's morals that build security. But then it builds wealth, and then the children become spoiled, and their children become corrupt, and their children become devils. It's historic fact. It's incontrovertible. So I saw what I call a constellation. People never use that term. That's the old term of connecting the dots. I saw Rand Paul talking about the deep state's definition of it, being these agencies not giving Congress what they're doing. That's them making their own branch of government. He used the term a constellation of facts. That's a term I use that you don't hear in modern nomenclature or parlance, but we're going to use it today because here's a constellation of articles that all tie together. It's a theme. You won't see this theme in the news. It's not a theme the corporate news is pushing, but it's hidden in the news. And it's hidden in plain view. So here's a few examples of it. Remember this from last year and this year? They had big national studies and polls done by universities in the annual report on U.S. attitudes. Majority of millennials want to live in a socialist, fascist, or communist nation. Because they're being told at the university they're going to be in charge of it. Imagine how sick that is. And there's a bunch of studies show the same thing. Now, I can talk for an hour on this, but I'm not going to. You know about that. 44% of millennials prefer socialism. Do they know what it means? No. Millennials, communism sounds pretty chill. Well, if you mean being room temperature, it is pretty chill. Millennials think socialism will create a great safe space, study finds. So they create these false realities on these universities. Now, here's the new article out today out of CNBC. Millennials spend less than previous generations because they literally have less money. And studies show, this is just came out, they have lower IQs. They can be black, they can be white, they can be Hispanic. They have physically lower IQs. They're in worse physical shape. Only, 11% of Americans now are in even passable shape, their metabolic system. But it's even worse for millennials. And I'm not saying all millennials are bad. This is an average. You know, it's like saying this group of people live the longest. It doesn't mean that coastal Japanese all live the longest. It means, you know, that it's a curve. So I'm saying, I'm just getting to one stack here. It's probably took an hour. But this is so critical, folks. Millennials spend less than previous generations because they literally have less money. And it goes on to report these big studies. They don't want money and they don't care, except they don't like you if you've got it, but they want your money. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, they're what? Depending on the study, 9 times more likely to say they're giving to charity but don't. 6 times more likely to steal. Bernie Sanders spent $300,000 a month on average this year. His numbers are public, on private jets. but he says we need carbon taxes on the average worker. But you see, he is an elite. It is different. So, millennials spend less than previous generations because they literally have less money. And then it goes into this whole article detailing the Federal Reserve's own study. The private bankers. Remember Hillary is in the WikiLeaks bemoaning horrible supporters? She says they're just a bunch of baristas that don't want to work. And they want everything free. I'm so sick of these people. And Trump's promising him all these jobs, and he could probably deliver it. And if he does that, that's it for us. I mean, you're reading this stuff, and it's like the end of their system. But see, they just changed the subject to Russia, Russia, Russia. And the millennials don't want to go read how the state's laughing at them and how the Democrats hate them and how Trump wants to save them and wake them up and make them men. No, they want to join mainstream TV and feel like they're part of the winning crew and hate Trump. Because, see, Trump's the guy who believes in them because he believes in himself and doesn't want to sign off on humanity's destruction. But Trump, just like I've been in these meetings, he's been in many more, you better believe it, probably 100 times more, the globalists go, you're never going to save these people. They'll tear you apart. And you go ahead, you try to fix things and make it better, they'll hate you more. And Trump's seeing that right now, isn't he? But see, you can't lose your soul is the key. You still just can't join the globalists and feed on the public because the public's asking for it because God's watching. And then it gets back to, oh, God doesn't exist, on and on and on. No, God does exist. Plus, you look at these globalists. I mean, almost every one of the robber baron families has no viable sons, no viable daughters. They almost all commit suicide or end up in mental institutions. Anderson Cooper sits on top of reportedly more than $500 billion. And that's why you hear all day that he didn't take the robber baron money from the five families he's the only heir of. And his brother committed suicide. And all the other heirs and the rest of the family, just they all committed suicide or they're in lunatic asylums. You can go read this. Boy, it's not like that in my family. Because we follow Jesus Christ, see? We may lay our lives down for somebody, but we're certainly not killing ourselves. And see, now you're getting the secret. I'm going to come back from break and get into this because this is going to take a couple seconds. But I've only hit one part of the stack. I haven't even gotten into the rest of it. Want to know what's coming? Want to know what's happening? This is critical. This is why they don't want us on air. Because the enemy doesn't like hearing their whole plan is going to fail. Because they bet against you. They bet against themselves. So imagine this. You've got a bunch of communists and socialists and fascist. The millennials are asked, they said, we want authoritarianism because we heard we get some free stuff. Yeah, for a couple years, then you're Venezuela. Because they're good at bullying their parents or bullying somebody in class in front of the professor that's conservative and they get, you know, A pluses. I went to college for 2 years. And I noticed when I wrote pro-America stuff, I would get a C minus, and when I wrote horrible globalist garbage, I would get A pluses. So I did it as a joke to see that they were discredited, and then I just left, and then I was immediately successful in everything I touched. And I'm not saying college is bad for everybody, but it's been designed to be an indoctrination scam, but I'm digressing. When we come back, millennials on average say 44% I'm going to be a socialist. 10% want to be a communist. 9% want to be a fascist. So we're up above, right at 70%, lust after black uniforms and checkpoints and starvation and food lines as long as they're running it. Why did this happen? And how do we stop it? And what's the rest of the story? Because I haven't even gone there yet. I haven't even gotten to the really big issue.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, we're going to show some of the incredible spectacle that's been ongoing with the entire blue blood, neocon, leftist, globalist, anti-American establishment encamped in Washington, D.C. in a cathedral around the dead body of George Herbert Walker Bush. And the laurels, the lies, the disinfo, the beautiful choral orchestra singing angelic hymns to Christ around a member of an admitted satanic death cult. It is in classical blaspheming style. So we're going to be looking at all of that coming up. Now, let me get back here to what's really important. And that's that I'm telling everyone something you already know. Prosperity creates a bunch of decadent slobs. Then those of us that are still producers are attacked and intimidated and bullied so that the pigs on the animal farm, if you go with George Orwell's allegory, can stay in charge. And that's all that's happening here, period. This entire system is about intimidating us and making us submit. And so everything this system engaged in is a test of breaking our will and ensuring that we will never revolt against what they're doing. So they take our children, they manipulate them, they give them a globalist ideology, they give them an ideology that they are the proper ruling elite. And once they've then done that, they move the revolutionary phase, which is overturning any rights, any freedom, any hard-fought compacts of private property, of the right to defense, of the right to religion or not to be religious. All of that is being erased by the new corporate leftist priesthood. That's what political correctness is. It's a new religion. And then you think about what they've been able to do with just the current college generation, the millennials, the people under, 30 years old or so? 25? These individuals in every study love to rob people, love to steal, love to lie, love to tell you how virtuous they are all day, love to not work, love to not save, and love to try to get in gangs and control other people's lives. And in national studies, they want communism, they want socialism, they want fascism. All they know is they don't like this current system because they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They just want to control. And it's perfect that Bernie Sanders globally is the biggest socialist or communist leader today worldwide because he never had a paying job until he was 44 years old.
But he's going to tell you how to live your life. And he's going to racially divide people by saying white people do not know what it's like to be poor. And then he has a $300,000 a month private jet bill, three $1 million houses, and multiple $100,000 vehicles, and flies helicopters around in Connecticut. But I am a commissar. I am a leader. I honeymooned in the Soviet Union in the 70s. We're going to do that to you here, Americans. Period. You see, I don't work. I rule you.
And so he's the patron saint of the millennials. The majority of millennials would prefer to live in a socialist, communist, or fascist nation rather than a capitalist one, according to a new national poll. And then here's another one. Millennials spend less than previous generations because they literally have less money. In recent years, slow home construction, declining new car sales, and the poor performance of brick-and-mortar retailers have all been blamed on the unique taste and preferences of those born between 81 and 97. That means millennials have been accused of killing everything from canned tuna to the suburbs. And then it just goes on to say the Federal Reserve study just shows they're poor, they got low IQs, and they're basically idiots. Well, yeah, you think they grow up in this country of incredible opportunity and they hate it, and they think Venezuela or North Korea would be better, and they want to bring in radical Islamicists that are opposed to their leftist ideology, all because they hate America even more than they do? And that leads us, in summation, to the other news. because you already know about the millennials and that this is the one group the globalists were really able to hypnotize and get control of. Generation Z is the opposite because they're under such millennial henpecking and the rest of it that they are, actually have that instinct to rebel which God put in us for just such times as that. But now there's this. All the big corporate media flooded with massive money, all the fake digital sites, all the corporate news, to try to wrest control of the nation back from nationalists, back into globalist hands. Didn't completely happen. And all over the world, the globalists are losing, so they're stopping to spend their money at the New York Times, the Washington Post, Vanity Fair, all of it. And so here's the headline. Everyone's for sale. Generation of digital media darlings prepares for a frigid winter. Vice, Vox, BuzzFeed, among other companies that once heralded the dawn of the new media age, censoring all their competition, which supposedly get them out, are now grappling with decidedly old media platforms. And all this is the globalists pulling their money back. No one was already reading this to begin with. And they all will get the order to demonize something, and they all lockstep, you know, get in gear to do it. And then you read the articles in Vanity Fair and Salon and Huffington Post and just everywhere. Wired Magazine, oh, the successful deplatforming of Alex Jones means we can do it to everybody. The successful deplatforming of Milo Yiannopoulos means we can get everybody. Let's go. Then we'll be somebody once we censor everyone else, once there's no competition. No, then everything just collapses and people hate your guts even more. But see, the globalists didn't care about a vibrant free press. They cared about power. So you were used yet again, as I told you you would be. Here's Vox. Milo Yiannopoulos' collapse shows that no platforming can work. That's because Milo was funded by the Mercers and didn't have his own infrastructure. Not InfoWars. But they don't care. They just announced we're gone even though we're not. In some ways, we're stronger. He who must not be named, InfoWars Alex Jones, this is Wired, it goes on to say, now that he's been successfully deplatformed, we can say his name as if you saying my name ever did anything. We always had our great audience of red-blooded humans that love freedom. You've never been part of it. It's like you're another universe. Or how cold it is on Mars at night. Does that affect me? But it's interesting into your sick little brains. There's big breathless New York Times articles and CNN ones. The neocon warmongering, war criminal, Weekly Standard, no one reads it, and the people that own it aren't funding it. And it may be illegal that there are other conservative websites and groups, but Weekly Standard may be shut down. They hate Trump. They're good. Help them. Help the Weekly Standard. Help the anointed ones, the Trotskyites. That's who set it up. Help them. Help them. You see this burial of George Herbert Walker Bush. It is symbolic. It is emblematic. It is archetypal. It is a ritual of the burying of the Clintons, the burying of the globalists. This year has been amazing. David Rockefeller, dead. Zbigniew Brzezinski, dead. Herbert Walker Bush, dead. And a bunch of others, dead, 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 dead.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to play for you some of what's ongoing with the beautiful choral choir orchestra playing at George Herbert Walker Bush's third day of worship. But know this, at the start of the next hour, I'm going to cover something that you're not going to hear anywhere else that is the heart of where the globalist attack on humanity is going. Remember the Proud Boys? They're the folks who are inclusive of race, religion, sexuality, classical liberal. And they believe in free speech at these universities. They saw the footage of Antifa hitting women in the head with bike locks and stabbing people and firebombing and the rest of it, and saw the police stand down in leftist-controlled hellholes like Berkeley and Portland. And so you heard about a month ago that they got listed as a domestic extremist group by the FBI. And then they got removed off of Twitter and all these other places. And the FBI came out today and said, we never did that. And that's the big story I haven't gotten to yet, because we're going to have to file lawsuits over it. The FBI, Trump didn't do this. Reality winner type folks inside the government. Remember, she was the Antifa, Al-Qaeda, white-hating blonde girl who had a high-level security clearance. was giving the information to ISIS? Change your name to Reality Winner? Somebody at InfraGuard infrastructure level, at CEO level, in these companies, put in my banking record for InfoWars that we are a certified terror group like Hezbollah. Now, this is going to be a huge deal when it all comes out. We have the documents, but this stuff's classified. But you wonder why we had our banking taken away. The plan is to do it to all of you. They just gave Tim Cook an award 2 days ago for banning me off the internet, and the ADL said this is the model. So Hitler took Jews right to commerce away. First put them in ghettos. Now the ADL is literally trying to put me in a digital ghetto like Hitler did the Jews. But of course, the ADL supports Soros, who wants to overthrow Israel now. The ADL is now an anti-Jew, anti-Israeli, anti-Israeli state group. And I'm not just saying that. They are. Of course, if you're going to take down Israel, you act like you're for it. Oh, man, the chutzpah. That's next level, man. That is next level. Let me tell you. To say that Trump's an anti-Semite, as the left does, and many members of the ADL do, that's pure crap, and everyone knows it. I'm pro-nation state. And I'm pro-nation states that are successful and that have vibrant societies. I support nation states, whether it be Nigeria or South Africa or Russia or Israel, the U.S. I support people. But you think about Proud Boys was banned on thousands of platforms. They had bank accounts taken away, everything, because they were good men. Black, white, old, young, straight, gay, who would go out to events and not attack anybody. But when meth head professors in black outfits would come over to hit women in the head with metal batons, they'd knock their clock off. They'd knock their block off. Instead of clocking them, I just said knock their clock off. It's double. They'd knock their block off. They'd clock them over and over again. And they just can't handle that. Meth head professors can't handle that. So what's been done to them has been done to me. And it's going to be coming out soon. We're just figuring out which group's the right one to sue. But we even know the groups that are putting out the filings, the Southern Poverty Law Center. You say, oh, just sue them. They got $500 million offshore. They're a mafia organization hooked into German intelligence, the EU, basically financed by Juncker. We got documents on that. Oh, Southern Poverty Law Center's crapping their pants right now. Yeah, we got the docs. Just like I got all the Soros docs earlier this year. How you guys are staging the riots. That'll be very useful in court, won't it? Especially when you're bringing cases against me saying I'm making it up. Oh, you got a tiger by the tail. It's plain to see. And you know what happens when you get a tiger by the tail. So to put bookends on what I just covered, you have the successful conversion of a large portion of people, say 35 to about 15. That doesn't mean everybody in that group. We're not group thinkers. This is the average. This is how the establishment sees you, that literally believe in authoritarianism because they think they get something free. You know, real authoritarianism comes in. They'll be begging people like me to work for them. They'll be shooting you in the back of the head or putting you in a work camp. You're so stupid. People that think that the type of morons that lay around and help bring down a system, you think you get hired? You think you get put in positions of power? You don't get anything. They don't leave you above ground. You're just like the Palestinians. They won't take one Palestinian in Saudi Arabia or Jordan or Egypt because they know Palestinian just means an Arab that wants to take over some free land. It's a constant political group that wants to overthrow everybody. And that's what millennials are. They're just a bunch of angry, pissed off, stupid people that want to take everything over. I'll be routinely out in public, and it's usually some white liberal sidles up to me, and says, how dare you not support the Palestinian state and all the horrible things Israel does, blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, the Palestinians have said they want to drive Israel into the sea and kill all the Jews, right? Hamas and Hezbollah. Oh, shut up, you racist. Well, I mean, they said that, right? So when somebody says that to you, I'm going to kill you, you're supposed to go, oh, here's a white flag. Well, let me expand on that. Do any of the other Arab states take in Palestinians? You don't have any history. You don't have any facts. You didn't do any research. And I'm sick of stupid leftists that go sit in universities and hear how elite and how smart they are all day, coming and getting in my face, telling me about political stuff I should support. Then here's the deal. If I have no chance of doing something political because of all the people involved, and Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons, Israel's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. And the reason I obsess on this Israel thing is, it is the demarcation line or the crossroads with the super right wing and the crazy left wing and the establishment and Google and Facebook and all of them. Their whole operating system is this weird, crazy anti-Semitic thing while they then ban everyone saying they're anti-Semitic who's not anti-Semitic on record, and it's just total mental illness. I don't hate Israel, but I'm sure as hell sick of hearing about it. It's a diversion. The Chinese are the system, not Israel. Israel is just like America. It's a bunch of different groups fighting over power. They're not fighting over power in China. They're fighting to take over the world. And people need to grow up, and they need to stop it. Israel's just like the United States, just like Germany, just like all those countries. Hell, half of Israel's Russian. Talk about the Russian conspiracy. It's all crap. Western countries are under attack. The worth ethics under attack. Free markets under attack. Things that people fought wars for. Free speech. The right to commerce. The right to live. The right to worship. The right to not worship is all being taken away. Your birthright. I don't care whether you're a Jew or a Muslim or you're Mexican or you're English or who you are. If you don't take the birthright of freedom and a future and say you're willing to stand up for it, then you're a chump. Like these dumbass millennials. Half of them want to be communist or fascist, or 70% actually. 45% want to be commies, 10% want to be socialists, 9% want to be fascists. They're just idiots. They're morons. As if you're going to have a seat at the table in a fascist government. You don't get a seat in a fascist government unless you're a commando in the military, idiot. And you don't get a seat in a communist government unless you are the most murderous piece of bank-robbing garbage, child-molesting crap you can imagine. All these, you don't get free welfare. You get nothing in China but slave labor. And these dumbass commies, these dumbass millennials want that and have no idea what they're talking about because of these evil professors funded by the big banks in there. We'll be right back. Please don't forget, we're free market and need your funds, and we got great products. It's a win-win. Free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points. 50-75% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Do your Christmas shopping there and help save the Republic.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.